Seven Sora, Limbus Company, AI Thumbnail Secrets Revealed. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we're diving into something that's totally revolutionizing the way we look at YouTube channels, especially in the gaming niche. Absolutely, I'm excited for this one. We're talking about the Sora Limbus Company and their incredible AI-generated thumbnails. I've heard they can boost click-through rates by around 37%. That's huge, right? And what really blew my mind was that these Sora thumbnails are leading to a whopping 51.3% increase in watch time. That's an average of about 4.2 minutes per view, compared to just 2.1 minutes for standard static images. Wow, that's quite a jump. So what's the secret behind these thumbnails? Well, it all starts with something I call the 7-frame animation technique. Instead of just rendering a flat picture, you're actually creating a brief animated loop that grabs attention instantly. Interesting. So how do you actually create one of these 7-frame loops? First, you need to structure your prompt correctly. For example, the first frame should be an idle pose. Then frames 2 through 4 can be an action burst, like a Mersault punch, because it really shows energy. Finally, frames 5 through 7 should handle the glow fade. You can use a prompt like Limbus, Sinner, for example, gear activation, gothic mirror style, 7's loop, 16:9. That way, you get exactly what you need. So it's all about being specific with the prompts. I can see how vague prompts could lead to some pretty messy outputs. Absolutely. A lot of people run into issues because they're not precise enough. I once tried to create a thumbnail for a Yai Sang character and ended up with a melting clock monster. Oh no, that sounds frustrating. What's the best way to avoid those blurry or incorrect results? Definitely stick to defined prompts, especially regarding the gothic art style. Starting your prompt with those key descriptors can greatly improve the clarity of the outputs. That makes a lot of sense. Now, why do these animated thumbnails beat out traditional static edits? Well, the numbers don't lie. Sora enhanced designs achieve about twice the engagement compared to static images. It's not just about clicks either, it's about setting expectations. When viewers see a high quality animated loop, they anticipate a high quality video. And that leads to longer watch times, right? Exactly. According to a TubeBuddy AI study, AI-generated thumbnails boost click-through rates by roughly 37% for gaming videos. So, if a creator wants to get serious about their thumbnails, what's the best workflow to follow? Alex, for intermediate creators, batch processing is a challenge. Since Sora has a 12.4-second maximum clip limit, creating multiple thumbnail variants can be a nightmare. Plus, many creators complain about inconsistent lighting, which ruins that gothic art style. Jordan, that sounds like a lot of unnecessary Photoshop time. It really is. What I recommend is building a hybrid AI stack. Use Sora for generating the base motion and then push it through. Runway ML for upscaling and fixing lighting. This combo has shown a 2.7 times click-through rate bump in the gacha niche. That's super smart. So what about professionals dealing with larger operations? Alex, well, they face different headaches, especially with API integration. During peak hours, GPU queues can get backed up, and those costs can add up quickly. The OpenAI API can cost around $0.08 per second once you factor in mistakes. Yikes! That can eat into profit margins fast. Exactly, and then there's the issue of the YouTube algorithm flagging fully synthetic thumbnails. To combat that, you need to incorporate at least 12% human edits into your Sora outputs. Adding custom text or adjusting contrast can help break that AI detection fingerprint. Wow, the effort really adds up. So, looking to the future, what trends should creators be aware of in 2026? Industry forecasts suggest that by the end of 2025, about 85.6% of gaming thumbnails will be AI generated. We're even seeing upcoming updates with voice sync features for character quotes in video previews. That's wild. So if creators want to stay relevant, they need to adapt quickly, right? Absolutely. Gary Vaynerchuk mentioned that 73% of his team's click-through rate gains came from short loops. Creators who ignore AI might miss out on significant revenue. That's a lot of potential money left on the table. For sure, it's all about higher click-through rates and improved watch time, creating a compound effect that the algorithm loves. So, to wrap it up, what should our listeners take away from today's discussion? If you're serious about improving your video performance, adopting Sora, Limbus, company's AI thumbnail strategies is crucial. Being precise with your prompts, combining tools, and keeping an eye on trends will put you ahead of the competition. Great insights, Alex. Thanks for sharing your expertise. Of course, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.